Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have a young actress. Her name is Zoe Petra Sheehan. She's only 9 years old, and she has a ton of credits. Manifest, Madam Secretary, The Last OG, The Code, Hightown, Mode in Love, New Amsterdam, The Good Fight, The Village. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. This is the real deal. Holyfield, she's the real deal. I've been trying to get her on my show, but she's always working. So why don't we just give young Zoe a call, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
So you're 10 years old now, and you were 9.
Yep.
So how old were you when you started acting work?
I guess around 7, 8.
About 7, 8 years old. So you've been doing this for 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
And you've done a lot of stuff in that 3 or 4 years, right?
Yep.
Wow. So what was your most favorite thing you've done out of print ads, your commercials, or your movies? What was the one thing that was your favorite?
Voiceovers, definitely.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because I just like talking into a microphone, and it's not funny, but I don't know why.
So this isn't the one where you were doing the elephant's voice, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. Because it was kind of cool, because I'm like, okay, this is on her reel, the elephant's talking. Then it went, and you were inside that recording booth, so you were the voice. That's pretty great.
Yep, it was really, really fun.
So you want to do more stuff like that?
Yeah, it's always fun.
That's pretty good. Do you remember when you were on the Jerry O Show?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty fun, huh? I love that show.
Yeah, he was really funny. I was happy to meet him in person. But too bad his show never came out.
Oh, I know. When I saw that, I go, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to be a host of a kid's show where I can talk to kids and do a show with them, whether it's a talent show or just a fun show, something like that. I was like, God, he's so lucky. That was great. So how many chickens do you have? Do you have like 7?
I have 13 chickens, and I can't remember all their names.
That was my next question. I was going to say, do you remember all their names? Yeah, but you have a favorite one, right?
Yeah, the smallest chicken named Peanut.
Do you have any other pets besides your chickens?
Yes, I have 2 fish.
Two fish. And who has to feed the fish?
Usually me or my mom. I was feeding the fish, and today we finally got the fishy tank because it was turning green and it was disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. I had a fish tank one time and it got so dirty I couldn't see my fish anymore.
Oh, God.
But when I cleaned it and I put him back in it, he was swimming around so fast. He was so happy that I changed the water.
I bet.
It's a lot of work, though, sometimes, the fish. Hey, so what kind of instruments do you play? Do you play the guitar?
The guitar and piano.
And the piano?
Yeah.
Wow. Where'd you learn to play the piano from?
I went to Rhinebeck.
Okay. When you get auditions, you have a studio there at your house with the backdrop and lights and everything so you can audition at home?
Yeah,
that's cool. I just set one up. So a couple of the movies that you were in, Wash Me Tender, did you have fun doing that?
Oh, that one was really, really fun. One part that I think is just the most funny part in that is when I finish editing it is when the worm talks.
The chess champions make own rules, right?
Yeah.
That's great. So Around the Corner, that was a good one, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was a really fun one. But for 2 days, two separate things. I forgot what the other one was named. Remember something? I forget.
Yeah, that was great. Remember when you did that Santa Claus?
Yes, it's Santa Claus.
So you're 10 years old. So when you're on a set and the adults have to say bad words, what do you do? Do you just cover your ears or what do you do about that?
Just pretend I'm not listening. Like not think about what they're saying.
That's good. That's good. At least it's not all the time. It was just that one time. Hey, so right now, what grade are you in? You're in 3rd grade or 4th grade?
I am in 6th grade. No.
Oh, okay. So you're homeschooled. So when you go into a set and you know, you have to have school time, is your mom there to homeschool you or do you use the set teacher to teach you?
I've never had a set teacher, but I do sometimes the learning thing on my computer and it's like cool, but fun.
Right. You're not online talking to somebody else. You're just doing a program right there, just being homeschooled, right?
Yeah. Program.
Mm-hmm. That's better because a lot of these people, they're trying to do the online school and it's kind of hard for them to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's better what you're doing because you can just kind of go at your own pace. You don't have to be there at a certain time. That's probably better, actually.
Yeah, because like sometimes I need to go out, like wake up really early in the morning and I would probably miss school because of that. So it's easier to homeschool so I don't miss school time.
That's great. You can wake up at noontime. You're like, okay, I'm ready for school.
Yeah, I have to do at least 5 hours of school every day.
And everyone else has only already been there 3 hours by the time you wake up, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so how are you doing on your Porky-G? I can't even say it. What's the language of Porky-G?
Porky-G. I can't say it. I don't know how to say that anymore.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. I'm learning a new word. I don't really understand it, but it's confusing because English is totally different and it's like Spanish.
Isn't it? I know. Do you know a little bit of it? Can you speak a little bit?
Oh, it's a thing. Hi, how are you? My name is Zoe. ¿Cómo se llama Zoe? I mean, ¿cómo se llama? What's your name?
Uh-huh. That's good. Sounds like Spanish a little.
Yeah, almost.
I was reading on one of your bios where you said that you were in the set. What's the longest you've been on the set?
Really early in the morning, and I left it like 10, so it was like more than like 13 hours after set.
Wow, that's a lot.
I like long thing was on.
Right. So right now you're 10 years old, but you'll be 12 or 13. That's like 3 years away. Acting-wise, what do you think you're going to be doing in 1 or 2 years?
I really don't know. I got more acting jobs are going to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
I hope COVID's going to be over by the time I'm at school.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully. Here in Los Angeles, they're starting to audition again, and people are working again. Not a lot, but it's still happening.
Are they still wearing masks?
Yeah, yeah, you have to wear a mask, but then when they say action, then they'll take their mask off to do the scene, and then they'll put it back on after they say cut. But everybody on the set is wearing masks. So it's starting to come back a little bit, so I think pretty soon, by next year for sure, you'll be ready to go. I mean, what do you do for training during COVID? Are you training at home or online for acting or singing or dancing?
Zoom or just like send the audition?
Yeah, a lot of people are using Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom is very good. I like Zoom.
Did I see a picture of you with a horse?
Oh, yeah. I was doing horse camp a few months ago, I think, and it was really fun. And my favorite horse was named Dave and Titan. Those are my two favorite.
That's pretty good. Hey, when you're doing that movie about the child exorcist, was it fun or was it scary?
It was really fun because, I don't know, it was really fun. Especially the part where we were behind the stage. That was the funnest part.
Yeah, because I know one of your character lines is, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah, this isn't fun anymore, Maddie.
That was great, though. So how do you get your acting work? Does your parents just tell you, hey, you have an audition today, and then you go?
I usually go the day before, mm-hmm. unless it's like last minute.
Oh, okay. And where do you guys live? Are you guys in New York?
We're in Hyde Park.
Oh, okay. So to get to your auditions, they're not that far away, or do you have to travel?
We just have to go to New York City. It's either New York City, Manhattan, Brooklyn, or something nearby.
Right. Have you booked any gigs where you're in COVID just at your house where you did some acting or something on the computer?
Yeah, I do auditions on my computer.
Say if some actor right now, say young actor, because I just interviewed a 10-year-old. I'm about to call somebody. She's only 6 years old. I'm about to call next. Like somebody who isn't in acting, what kind of advice could you give them? What would you say? Say, I'm like, hey, Zoe, my name is Sally. I'm 7 years old and I want to become an actor. What do I do? How do I get started? What do you tell them?
Well, actually, go backstage. I would really just say, go backstage and get acting jobs. My mom did that for me. I just went to her one day because I was watching Odd Squad, one of my favorite shows back then. And I said, Mom, I want to be an Odd Squad. And she did, and kaboosh. I think you went to that stage. I don't know.
So basically, it's up to their parents. If they want to do it, their parents better know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
That's what most of them do. When I ask that, they go, I don't really know. It just comes on my mom's phone, and then we go to the audition. Wow. So when you get older, like when you get like real older, like what do you want to be doing with your life?
Probably acting.
That's pretty good. That's it. Okay, so you're going to be an actor when you get older. But what if you weren't an actor? What else would you do besides that?
I would paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a painter and an interior designer.
That's pretty good. That's a good thing to do. Well, that's, you know what? It's still all in the arts. Being a painter, acting, interior designer, that's arts. So you're a performing artist.
I guess.
Anything else you would like to say about acting or anything before we go?
Well, I just want to do some things. One of the acting jobs I went to that never got anything because it was like a specific time in the time period. And I was there and I was waiting like one year and a half. It never came up. Never came up. I was just there for like 13 hours. That was the night that I took 13 hours. But the good thing is, there was somebody had to put water on my face and then I got to put water on the director's face. Yay!
That's pretty good. I like that. I appreciate you being on my show. I really enjoy talking with you. So you have a great rest of the day, okay?
Okay,
Zoe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's give it up for Zoe. If you'd like more information, go to Instagram, ZPNY, the number 10. She also has a link to her YouTube channel there. Well, that's almost a wrap on the year 2020. We had a lot of amazing guests from kids to teens to tweens to adults to coaches to opera singers. Can't wait till season 5. It will be the season of the woman. Most every podcast will feature a woman. We might put a man or two in there in the middle of the month, but is going to be celebrating women. We have Tanya Todd. We have Michelle Arthur. We have Mary McCluster. We have Jasmine Shojai. We also have a couple of amazing women film directors and producers, Bonet and Jordan. You don't want to miss those two amazing women. And remember, wherever you're listening to this number one podcast in performing arts, be sure to leave us a like, a share, a review, embed it, download it. We would really appreciate if you would give us a rating or review on iTunes, even on our page. But wherever you're listening to it, for this free podcast, I've never charged charged anybody for being on my podcast. I've never gotten anything for free. I've actually hired people that has been on my podcast for their services at full price with no discount. Not shaking you down for any money. What I want you to do in return is leave that review, leave that rating. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.